from the white people here. When you are trying to explain yourself, the white people don't want to hear you explain yourself. They drown you out. They start already trying to drown you out and talk over you. There's a certain amount of white arrogance here, and they don't want to listen to what black people are saying. They don't understand because they don't want to understand. I've heard a woman here say, go back to Africa. Somebody said, we have a black holiday. What does that mean? So what? What does that mean? He did not say that. He said, if we have a choice, what some of us can go and some of us can stay.
Remember,
there's no understanding in here. People are just trying to talk.
To those arrogant persons, you know, when you tell us, go back, please remember where you came from. And when you want to relegate somebody to a specific place, just remember what your origin is in this world. Please, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I want you to understand that you, wherever you are on the earth, you are not a native anywhere. You came there and took it from the native people who are there. So please don't talk about going back, because if others talk to you about that, where would you go?
My name is Elijah Forge, and welcome to my podcast. Now, the question for today is, did the 13th Amendment really end slavery? And the answer to that is no. Through our government system, African Americans are still oppressed and face discrimination to this day. There are three ways that we're suffering from discrimination and oppression: the prison system, religion, and the school system. Firstly, I'm going to talk about the prison system. The prison system was made to imprison the black men more so it would be no more strong father figures for their children back at home. Now, according to the NCAAP, African Americans are incarcerated more than 5 times the rates of white people. The imprisonment rate for African American women is the twice of a white woman. Nationwide, African American children represent 32% of who are arrested, 42% of children who are detained, and 52% of children whose cases are judicially waived to the criminal court. Though African Americans and Hispanics make up approximately 32% of U.S. population, they comprise 56% of all incarcerated people. Now, in this segment, I will talk about religion. Religion played a big role in African mental enslavement also, especially Christianity. In this audio, you will hear the imperialization and the plans that the Europeans had to imperialize Africa and soften the African nation.
Europeans became a powerful tool for European supremacy, especially during the colonial period. And as 21st century intellectuals in the black community revisited this past, it tended to paint the overall history and development of Christianity in an oppressive light, especially when it comes to its relationship with Africa. But let's actually follow the religious history of Christianity and find out how African people were introduced to it. The very first encounter with the continent and Jesus is actually found in the Bible in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left.
In that audio, it stated the reasonings and of imperializing Africa is to weaken the people and make them lose their heritage and fill them in with European heritage. Europeans enslaved millions of Africans and imperialized them with different religions, but mainly Christianity. This taught African people to, instead of fighting back against their oppressors, taught them to be forgiving and submissive to their oppressors. This caused our Africans to lose their original traditions, culture, and heritage, and fill them in with other cultures that were not theirs. So now today is impossible, or it's hard, to get Africans back to their traditions because they have been colonized. Okay, so my third and final point I want to make is the school system. The school system also discriminate against our black teens, boys and girls. It shows you that half of the black young men and women who attend these high schools do not earn a diploma. And these dropouts, they end up going to prison at some point because school has failed us. School has taught us stuff that we don't really need and wastes our time. And this TED Talk by Wes Hall will support this claim.
Between education and their future financial well-being. In other words, how is the stuff you're teaching me in school gonna get me paid? How is an A on a report card equal a $100 bill? Because I guarantee you one thing, that there are always two things on a child's mind who comes from poverty. And those two things are food and money. I'm hungry. I need to eat. I need money to buy some clothes. And if you can't tell me how education is going to get me one or the other or both, I may disengage.
Now, that TED Talk by Wes Hall shows you that the school system has failed African Americans as a whole. And the statistics are eerily similar to ones associated with young Latino men. And you have to ask these, question, are these young people bad apples destined to fail academically and then live a life of crime? Now, this just shows that African boys are being taught that they never had a chance in the first place and go to this never-ending cycle of living a life of a crime. But, you know, some may argue that African Americans are not in slavery anymore. Since the 13th Amendment was passed, African Americans are not in bondage anymore. This gives us, like, no excuse why we can't be successful in life. Whether we face oppression or not, we should do what we want and not let people stop us. But the problem with that is that it is hard to be successful when you've been manipulated and oppressed for so long and have that weight carried on your back. And while you're doing that, you're carrying African spiritual and mental warfare. And you see that getting pushed through the media and the government system. This concludes why African Americans are still held captive. They're not captive physically, but mentally and spiritually, they are in bondage. Thank you for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.